AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A Census Bureau guard who was shot after approaching a suspicious car in Maryland has died. Police Chief Kathy Lanier said that car had been reported in a kidnapping case in Washington, D.C.
A guard approaches a car that matches our description from the kidnapping that has two people who are apparently involved in a domestic fight in the car. When the guard approaches the car, the guard is shot.
Sound courtesy WJLA. The driver then led police on a car chase through Maryland and Washington, D.C., before authorities cornered him in an exchange of gunfire that left the suspect and a police officer wounded. The FBI says the shooting was not terrorism-related. Emergency personnel are said to be going house to house, sorting through debris and looking for other victims after a large tornado killed one person and injured eight others in the small northern Illinois town of Fairdale. The National Weather Service tweeted around 7 p.m. that a tornado was on the ground in nearby Rochelle, urging residents to seek shelter. Motel clerk Robin Biggs says it was terrifying to see the funnel cloud bear down in the area.
Me and the customers here were kind of peeking out the window, seeing what we could see. Luckily, we saw it come out. You know, all of our hair started standing up on our arms, and we were all kind of freaking out. But luckily, you know, you could see it going north of us.
12 people were trapped in the basement of a Rochelle restaurant that collapsed during the storm. Eric Wittig tells WLS what he saw when he ran to help.
You saw that the restaurant was flattened, and then there was a semi. There's a garage that sat behind the restaurant, and there's a semi laying on its side on top of where the garage used to be.
Authorities say a 13-year-old boy has died. An 8-year-old remains in grave condition after being pulled from a car that plunged into Los Angeles Harbor. Jurors in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez will continue deliberating Friday for a fourth day. This is AP Radio News. Police in South Carolina and Florida have released dash cam videos of white police officers killing black men. The AP's Ross Simpson reports.
The dash cam of white patrolman Michael Slager's cruiser captures the very moment he and black motorist Walter Scott met last Saturday in North Charleston. The routine traffic stop changes dramatically when Scott takes off running and Slager runs after him. When Slager catches up with Scott and tries to tase him, Scott takes off again and is shot in the back. Dash cams from police cruisers in Miami Gardens capture white officers ordering a mentally ill black man to get on the ground in February before they open fire. I'm Ross Simpson.
An Oregon parks official says a roughly 25-foot-long chunk of fiberglass boat spotted drifting off the central Oregon coast is believed to be debris from the deadly 2011 Japanese tsunami. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.